strong message. This is not for the faint of heart. You hear me, yes or no? Good, you want to hear it. Want to hear the truth. Let's go with the truth then. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Last message that I'm going to do on the Holy Spirit specifically, and certainly didn't do everything we could, not at all, but focused a lot on Jesus and the Holy Spirit in this series, and which I think is a good thing to do. Here we go. Let's get with the message. Believing is receiving. So y'all ready? Let's go. Say that with me. Believing is receiving. So let's receive today what God has for us. Here we go. Today's message I've called Phony Fire. This is a passage of Scripture, a couple of different ones. I've preached over the years many times. It's like a movie. Who wouldn't? What we're going to talk about today is it's like a movie. You just read it. You don't have to preach it much. It's crazy. I remember as a young man it gripping me. It does it every time I read it. So let's go with it. Phony fire. Rog, we're going to fly. Here we go, buddy. We'll lay a little ground. Been talking last week about real. And one thing you don't want to do with the Holy Spirit is fake it. That's strong advice from me to you today. I'm going to tell you something right now. You can say what you want to. The world will call you on it. And you can just say, oh, they the world, they don't know. The world knows a lot more than you think. And don't forget, the Holy Spirit came so that we could be witnesses to the who. Is that correct, yes or no? Or did the Holy Spirit come so you could just jump around and be all happy every day? That ain't really why it happened. The Holy Spirit came so that we could be what? Don't ever forget that. Keep that in mind. Real. So if we're going to reach our world, we need to be genuine and what? Authentic. Not imaginary or ideal. That's the definition right out of the Webster Dictionary. So not imaginary, ideal. While we imagine things or making stuff up, that's not being real. That can't be what the Holy Spirit's about. Not at all. So, we talked a little bit about that. Real is only made possible through real faith in Jesus Christ. Real faith in Jesus Christ. Real faith in Jesus Christ. Don't ever jump over Jesus to get to the Holy Spirit. Oh, I want to do this, and I want to do this. Listen, it's all about Jesus. The Holy Spirit is about Jesus. The Holy Spirit came so that we could hear about Jesus. Yes or no? Y'all listening or not? A lot of the church today has jumped over Jesus a little bit to get over here somewhere. Strong. I know it's strong. That's okay. It's on the radio this week. We did fine. I didn't have too many ugly phone calls. Here we go. Real power. Real is only made possible through real faith in Christ, but it's also only made possible through a real power of the Holy Spirit. I want to be real. Okay? I want to be real. Don't you want that? I'll be 53 this month. I don't feel like it at all. But you know what? I don't want to be 53 and a fraud. I don't want to be 53 and a fake in my town. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I told somebody yesterday. I said, I called our local county commissioner 3 times. Alex did. He didn't even return the phone call. Somebody said, well, that doesn't sound like him. I said, well, Gary Clark don't lie. You can take what I just said to the bank. 1, 2, 3. Yes, say. Real. Don't you want to be real in your life, say, and quit playing the games and what have you? Just not only in our life, but certainly in our church life, right? And what we do for God? Come on. I want to be real. What is that real? A little acrostic we talked about. Ready, expectant, authentic, loving. We talked about that last week. Ready, just my words on this one. Heart, arms, and hands wide open to receive what God has for me. I want what God wants for me. But I don't want to make something up that ain't what He has for me. Does that make any sense? There's plenty that He wants for me that if I'll receive from Him. Expectant. Full of hope. Full of confidence. The Holy Spirit wants that for us. That He wants us to be full of hope and with confidence when we're touching our world out there. Not phony. Authentic. Big word here is true. When you hear Jesus talk about the Holy Spirit, He used truth, 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 true, true, truth, truth, truth. One of the biggest words He used about the Holy Spirit was true. I guess He knew it was coming one day when people are going to be doing stuff. Okay? And making stuff up. So, true, readable, relatable.
You know? Why should the world look at us and go, "You're really spooky"? Well, I've got the Spirit. And they're going to go, "You might have a spook. Because you're spooky." Did God save us to be kooky? Yes or no? You think so? Yes or no? Yes or no, church? We're just talking this morning. No. I'm kooky enough. If anything, He's trying to help me not be so kooky to begin with. Right? Say. Guys. Why shouldn't a man who's not a Christian, why can't we be a friend with him and he be a friend with us? And we're like, "Well, he's not a Christian, so he don't understand." Well, he might not understand all the Bible and some spiritual. I understand that. But I bet he understands life and he understands you. And he can, you know, he's not a doofus. You know what I'm saying? Real. Come on. Loving. To be real. Loving. Serving. Caring. Sharing. So these are all things the Holy Spirit does in and through our lives with the fruits of the Spirit and His gifts and power in our life. So the disciples really got it. We talked about that on last time. They really got it. And now this is where I want to segue. Y'all ready? Ready to go? Here we go. Ready? Here we go. We've been in John 20. We've been in John 21. We've been in Acts 1. We've been in Acts 2. I mean a lot. Now, I'm just going to read some of Acts 3. I don't need to preach this. It's pretty exciting without much from me. Here we go. So here's these disciples who really got it now. They've got the Spirit, right? They're witnesses. They were failures. They were floundering. They were just a mess. They'd failed. But then they started following and they got filled with the Spirit. Now look at them. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, Jewish time, about 3 o'clock, afternoon. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, laid him by the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms. Alms for the cripple. Can't you see him laying there? Say, wasn't they coming in to worship? To ask of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, said, "Alms for the cripple." Got it? And Peter, fasting his eyes on him, looked at him. With John said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them. Now watch this. He looked on them, expecting to receive what? Some alms, yeah. Don't need to preach this. It's right there in the Bible. Then Peter said, boy, the Lord helped me this week on this verse. Then Peter said, say it with me, "Silver and gold have I none." Now remember that. "But such as I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." What bothers me so much of the Holy Spirit movement today that I hear on TV, excuse me, is you never hear them say, "Silver and gold have I none." It's become the message. So much of the money, if you give, you're going to get it. Silver and gold you give, and silver and gold you'll get. Was that Peter's message? It wasn't his message at all. We know money takes money to do things, build things, pay for light bills, pay the county for these rentals. We understand that. But since when did we go to making stuff up? Come on. Okay, money's necessary, but to come up with something, say you give something, you're going to get 10 times. Amen. Excuse me. It didn't start with Peter. Peter didn't start that. I just saw that this week as I'm reading the Bible again. And so, he took him by the right hand. He lifted him up. I like this word. And what? Immediately. Immediately. And I don't want to get off in healing as God heals. Yeah, God heals today. But I sure would like to get back to the days when immediately you're lame for every day of your life and immediately you get up and walk and you never limp or do nothing again. Oh, yeah, that's a witness, isn't it? Sure. but not the showmanship, not the game playing. It worked everywhere where these guys went. Not just Friday night crusades. You listening? Say. Not trying to hurt you or hurt your feelings, but this is just trying to tell you truth today. So, he walked immediately. His feet and ankle bones received what? Strength. And he leaping up, he stood, he walked, he entered with him. Come on, I'm going with you. Right into the temple. Walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate. They'd seen him there for years of the temple. And they were filled with wonder. They were filled with wonder. I guess. And amazement at that which had happened to that man. So, the people in the temple, they're filled with wonder. They're not Christ followers, these people. Many of them are Jewish people worshiping in the temple. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now watch this. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look so earnestly on what?" Peter didn't come up with the idea, "Make me famous." Peter didn't come up with the idea, "Look at me." That wasn't Peter's idea. Matter of fact, Peter called him down on it. "Why are you standing here looking at us? As though by our own power or holiness, we've made this man to walk." What was he saying? "We didn't do it. We ain't no different than you. I was just fishing a couple of years ago." Amen? Come on. So, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. Now watch it. Keep watching. Be careful. "The God of our fathers hath glorified his" who? There we go again. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. All about glorifying Jesus. "He hath glorified his Son Jesus." And here's the other thing Peter did. Isn't it something, this miracle that happened? He didn't start a miracle healing ministry. That miracle that happened, he used it to preach Jesus. Did you see that? Watch it. The miracle, he used it to preach Jesus. They're trying to give him some credit, trying to puff him up a little bit, and that quick he turned on a dime. And he said, "Don't you even think about doing that." He said, "Let me tell you something. This is because God has glorified his Son Jesus," and he went to preaching on him. Watch it. "Whom you delivered up. You denied him in the presence of Pilate. When he was determined to let him go, he said, 'I find no fault in him.' You said, 'Kill him, crucify him.' You said it." This is Peter with the power of the Holy Spirit on his life. "You denied the Holy One. You denied the Just One. You desired a murderer." What's his name? Barabbas. "You desired to let a murderer go free and be granted unto you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead." Say it with me. "Whereof we are his" what? Are you hearing it? Guys, it's all about preaching Jesus. Your light is to shine so that others can see Christ in you. It never was about them looking at me or looking at you. Because when they look at me or they look at you, they're just looking at folks that are messed up. When they look at me, I got problems. I've got struggles. They need Jesus Christ. Amen, say. It's what it's all about. "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved." Oh, they're ticked off and angry. They wanted them dead anyway, but now they've got power and they've gained some popularity. This is a problem. "Being grieved that they taught the people, they preached through Jesus the resurrection from the" what? The dead. "And they laid hands on them." No, that won't no healing service. No, these are, they're arresting them. They're laying hands on them. The authorities put their hands on them, put them in hold until the next day they put them in the slammer. Got it? Yes or no? For it was now almost evening. We're going to shut this meeting down. Howbeit many of them which heard the what? They heard the what? Since when did the minister of the Holy Spirit or whatever we see today become word? It's still the word, baby. Hearing the word. It didn't say, howbeit many of them which saw the man was healed. No, they heard the what? And Peter preached them the healing of the man. He preached them the rest. Are y'all listening or not? Honestly, guys, I know it's a little rough, and I'm going to stay with the tone. It never has been about you getting your miracle. It's saved. Did you hear me or not? I know that's a message contrary to a lot of churches. I'm not trying to do anything to hurt no other church. They can go do what they want to do. It doesn't bother me. But I'm not going to go that way when I know it's not the Scripture. And I also, from a standpoint of just being a real human being, know it's not real. I got to watch it. I got to hush. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed this, and it was about what? What will happen when you possess us? Oh, isn't that crazy? Teaching the word of God with the Spirit of God. Here's a man that was for sin fled, all of them ran away. Now they're standing up bold for Jesus. Amen. That's incredible. Spirit. This. And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, now watch it again. What is it you're doing? Watch what he does again. Now watch it. Then Peter, filled with who? Said unto them, you rulers of the people and Israel, elders of Israel, watch it. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of... Well, look at that. He's preaching Jesus again. Because it's always been about preaching Jesus. The Holy Spirit never did something that wasn't to make us witnesses and nothing, never to do anything to not promote Jesus and the name of Jesus and people to be saved. Did you get that or not? I hope you are. Be it known to you and all the people of Israel that the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you, here he goes, crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you here this day, whole. The stones now. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Boy, is this one. Neither is there salvation in any other name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can we say that together? Say that with me. Here we go. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be what? There can be no doubt about it. It was all about preaching Jesus. When did that change? Jesus should be what we're all about, guys, not just a little afterthought. Yes or no, say. Keep that in mind. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, now I love this verse too, and perceived, now watch it, they saw the boldness of Peter and John. These are Christian, not Christian, but religious leaders, Sadducees, judges, rulers in the religion of Judaism. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, now watch this next part. They what? Since when? Guys, it's all right to act like you ain't all that. Right? Be where you're from. Be who you are. Because it never was about you getting the accolades anyway. Can you believe their bone? Can you believe what they say? Can you believe how good he does that? Look at that. They're right there pretty good. And they took knowledge of who? Of them. And they said this. They've been with Jesus. That's a good verse, ain't it? Come on. hostess said, "Do many people come in here with coupons?" She said, "All the time." I said, "Well, grew up dirt poor, had nothing." I said, "Even though most people today probably wouldn't think that of me." I said, "Mother murdered by my stepdad." I said, "But I learned early from Mama to use coupons." I said, "I'm never ashamed of them." I said, "Something else, darling? I ain't ashamed to pick up something by the road." Well, I knew her, a little boy, and she's a single mama. And she said, "Well, Mom was like your mom." And we talked, but the point was, it's just, Pastor Gary, unlearned, and he's poor, you know, he's just like I was. No, I got more than she's got now, I understand that. But, you listening or not? Nasty body, okay? And it goes on to say about the budget, and then we're going to move fast to the phoniness. "And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart, which he... and with great power gave the apostles witness of what? The resurrection of the Lord who? Since when is God going to give you this miracle thing or whatever so you can have a... It's been about Jesus. It will always be about Jesus. I don't care how successful somebody looks. This is the message of the gospel. It's all about Jesus. Okay? Don't jump over Jesus to get to the Holy Spirit. "With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great what? Was upon them all." Don't you want great grace on your life? Say, do you want some great grace? If I want God to give me anything, give me your grace. "Oh! Neither was there any among them that lacked." Now that doesn't mean God multiplied everything they had and gave it 1,000 and turned into 10,000. No, it doesn't mean that at all. "For as many as were possessors of lands and..." And they brought the things that were sold and they laid them at the apostles' feet. There was a lot of persecution. A lot of people were displaced from their homes. There was a lot of killing going on of new Christians. And people would say, it never was a sham. It was never about getting somebody money or never like that. It was about helping somebody. And that's what they did. And they laid them at the apostles' feet, not because they're going to worship those guys. No, so that distribution was made as every man had what? Need. "And there was a man, Joseph, who by the apostles was named," say that name with me, "Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation." Now watch this. "He having some land, sold it, brought the money, and he laid it where? So far, y'all all right? We're halfway with this message. If you're about to die, hang in here. Pinch yourself. Oh, my God, he's at halfway. That's not good. Here we go. That again. "Phony fire won't fly." Now, it might fly down here, and it might fly on the TV. I'm going to tell you something. Phony fire ain't going to fly. Every man's going to give an account one day. And if you're phony, I'm phony, it ain't gonna fly. And I've lived long enough now to watch ministries, and I've watched a lot of them didn't fly here either. If you live long enough, you'll probably see phony have a payday one day. Are you listening or not? Yes or no? And this really ain't about others as much as it is a little bit today, but it's about us. Us, you, me. Real, not phony. So phony fire won't fly. All I'm doing is reading the Bible. So you go to the book of Acts, we're just reading. Reading. We went through 3, didn't do all of 4, but did quite a bit. Here we go. Chapter 5. Ready? Keep in mind, these people are right there. They're seeing what's happening. "And a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife." Now, you know that's a nice name right there. Sapphira. "They sold a possession and kept back part of the what?" Are y'all with me or have I lost you? "Now, his wife was also privy to it." They did the deal together. Sold it, kept back part of the money. "And brought a certain what? Part and laid it at the who? because this was happening. But Peter said to Ananias, "Why has Satan filled your heart to," say it with me, "lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own?" I mean, wasn't it your own when you owned it? And when it was sold, was it in your own power to do with what you wanted to with the proceeds? Why have you what? Phony fire. Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but you've lied unto who? Did you feel that? And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down. And he gave up the ghost. That's a nice way to say he was deader than a hammer. And now watch this. Now this was all going on. Can you imagine how everybody's getting along and things are going good? You know, and they're giving to help the people that lost their husband who was killed the other day because they killed him for his faith, and their family's displaced and things are going good. And here are the phony folk coming here and screwing it up. You listening, yes or no? And great fear came on all that heard it. There was great grace. And phoniness caused great fear. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, buried him. That's how they do it in Jewish culture, by the way. You die that day, you buried that day. Over. Done. It was about the space of 3 hours passed when his wife, not knowing what was done, see, she was privy to it. She wanted her own glory. You feeling it or not? If you know the story, just hang in here and bear with me. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." So Peter just played along with it. And she said, just like he said. Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that you've agreed together to tempt the who?" Are you seeing this or not? This phoniness really... See, now the Holy Spirit knows why He's come. But when we start messing with it and phony-fying mess, excuse me, it's a problem. "Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door, and they're going to carry you out." This, you know, if I'd have been the pastor, Peter, at that point in time, this would have really ticked me off that they did this. Because we had a good thing going. People giving, people loving, people, the grace of God. This would have really bothered me. I think it bothered Peter. What do you think? But I think it bothered God a whole lot more. Then she fell down straightway, whoop, at his feet, and yielded up the what? Which is deader than a hammer. And the young men came in, found her dead, carried her forth, buried her by her who? All because of a piece of land that they had that they sold, and they lied about it. Okay? And great fear came upon all the what? And upon as many as heard these things. It still scares me today when I read this. Let's look at it real quickly. We're not going to preach long on this. What did we see in the story? Pop it up. The phony flame of pride. That's what they had. Pride. Pride. Did you know the Holy Spirit did not come to make you and I proud? Yes or no? Say. Look at me, look at me, look at what I do, look at what I can do, look at my healing thing, look at my thing, look at my... I hear so much of that, it makes me sick sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. And most of the people say that to me. People come randomly and talk to me like this. Most of them are goofy. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Bothers me. He never came so we could have pride, did he? Yes or no? He came so we could live. So be saved, man. Pride says, look at me. That's what they were doing. Being full of yourself is not the same as being full of the fire of the who. Yeah, come on. When I'm full of me, I'm full of bull. Me too. She's down here agreeing with me. Possession. I just picked out some things in this story. Possession. They sold a possession. It usually involves something you have or something you do. Possession. Possession. You want to avoid the phony? Watch the possessions. Part. There's usually an appearance of giving it all you got. When you give a part, it's an appearance of giving it all, though. That's the danger. Be honest. Say you gave a part. It's okay, right? Yes or no? Come on. Privacy. Ooh, another P. You were both privy to it, he says. It requires you to keep certain things about you what? Phony. Because you have to be secret. Go ahead and fess up to it that you don't have your act together and that you ain't perfect and you got it all going. It's okay. That's real, isn't it? Production. It requires a lot of acting to put on the show. Wonder how many times they rehearse this. Say, okay, you go in first. Yeah. Ooh, no, let's go in together. No, you go in first. Where are you going? I'm going to the mall. I'll be back in about 3 hours. Production. No one produces phony fire but who? Me. The little lines after the film when it's all done. Who knows, maybe in heaven we'll see our film. And guess what it's going to say? Executive Director Gary. 2 R's. Yeah! You sure it wasn't 1 R? Nope. Even says Rockingham. The greater sin of phony fire is not the fooling of others. It's the lying to the Holy Spirit of the living God. Here's the problem. Phony fire matters a whole lot more to God than it does to other folks. But here's what we do. We make a grave mistake of focusing more on what others think than what God thinks. Are y'all listening today? If I bored you to tears this morning? I love this story. I might be different. Maybe you don't like it as much as me. Phony fire. Last one, we're done. Here we go. Simon the sorcerer. Because I can't do this much longer and I'm about to die. Here we go. The phony flame of power. Ananias and Sapphira, phony flame of pride. Simon the sorcerer, phony flame of what? Power. Power, if pride says, look at me, power says, listen to me. Keep looking. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John. Now keep watching this. Who, when they were come down to Samaria, which was outcast people, they didn't like to go there. Sort of funny because the disciples didn't want to go there anyway. They prayed for them that they might receive the what? For as of yet he was not fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now you remember what happened in Acts 2 when they received the Holy Spirit. The mighty rushing wind, all that stuff was going on. Well, when they laid their hands on these Samaritans, which were outcasts, these were people that the Jews hated. They didn't think they even had a soul. Okay? And this was a great witness of the power of Jesus and the love of Jesus. And they received the Holy Spirit and they became witnesses. It's always been about you and I becoming what? It was never about the miracle. You might disagree with me on that. I don't care. It was never about the miracle. It was about being the witness. And that's what happened here. They received the Holy Spirit. They had not yet received Him. And they now received the Holy Spirit in Samaria. And they were going to be witnesses now. He didn't make them apostles. No, they became witnesses. Just like the other believers. Now when Simon the sorcerer, not Simon Peter. Now when Simon the sorcerer saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, now watch it, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them what? Money! He's Simon the what? Sorcerer.
saying, give me also this power that whomsoever I lay on my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. This hit me in my office the other day. It was not Peter's idea to connect the Holy Spirit and money. It was Simon the sorcerer's idea. I just want to put that in your mind. When people are trying to sell stuff that's phony in ministry, remember that was never Peter's idea. I'm talking about sell a miracle, or you give this and you'll get your miracle. You listening or not? That idea was Simon the sorcerer's, not Peter. Give me this power, and whomsoever lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, your money perish. You'll never hear him say that. No, you won't ever hear that. That's a new one. And I know money's necessary to do things. I understand that. We didn't build this building out there debt-free without asking for funds. But we never promised you a miracle. Did we ever do that? Yes or no? Yes or no? I did it to be stronger. If you can't give cheerfully, what? That don't make me a good, great person. It's just something I feel we got to do, man. You can't let people believe because they give, they're going to get. You get blessings, you get to help other people, you get to reach out to the lost. Yeah, there's a lot we get, but that means you're going to get a fat bank account. I wish it was that simple. But Peter said, your money perish with thee because you have thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. It could never be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness. Pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart might even be forgiven. I don't think he whispered it. Peter was known with a fillet knife and cut your ear off. For I perceive you're in the gall of bitterness. You're in the bond of iniquity. Whatever he said, however he said it, it scared the snot out of Simon the sorcerer. Then Simon said, pray to the Lord for me that none of these things that you've spoken ever come upon me. Wow. You ought to read the Bible. It's great. The power of the Holy Spirit, we're done, cannot be purchased with what? Can we say that together? The power of the Holy Spirit cannot be purchased with money. Can we do this also? The power of a miracle cannot be purchased with money. Can you say that? The power of a miracle cannot be purchased with money. It cannot be obtained by being clever or using trickery. Many Benny Hinn followers, I've tried not to name drop here, but for us who've lived in Florida long enough, know where he got his start. I know where he was run out of town and lost everything, only to get more and to have a bigger and greater ministry. And people flock and go all over. Guys, I'm trying not to be ugly. We never need to use trickery in anything. Yes or no? Say. I know that's strong. That's tough on some of you. I'm sorry. I had a good buddy that worked for him for years. I mean, you know. It does not come by getting into an emotional state or frenzy. If I'll just get a man enough, yeah, maybe the Holy Spirit will come on me. The world says you are the goofiest person on the planet. Do we get an emotional state? I do. I love it. I love to get excited about the things of God. But I can't get excited, so excited, and work up the Holy Spirit. If he sees how high I jump, all of a sudden he's going to jump on me. It doesn't work that way, guys. He's with me when I'm low. He's with me when I'm high. He's with me when I'm rich. He's with me when I'm poor. He's always with me. He's never going to leave me. You understand? Come on. He didn't come on me in the first place. for any other reason than Gary Clark, you be a witness for Jesus. Got it? Yes or no? Guys, I know this is rough, ain't it? Woo, mercy. The power of the Holy Spirit will never be at work in someone's heart who is not right with God. Never. Did you hear me? He'll never be at work in somebody's heart. You say, well, but he ain't, you know, but you know, but he, but you know. But if they's trickery, if they lied and they's deceit, let me say something to you, then it ain't the Holy Spirit. Phony fire. Wow. Position yourself for the power of the Holy Spirit. Repent of wickedness. Pray to God for forgiveness. This is what Peter told Simon. You sure ain't getting it by money. Try this. Repent of your wickedness. Pray to God for forgiveness. Realize it's God's decision to give power, not yours. Be terrified about exercising your own power and serving with your own strength. Be terrified at making stuff up. That's tough, ain't it, Rick? Makes me want to just go home and quit the ministry almost. Because this is scary, isn't it? Say, man, being real never says, watch it, look at me. Pride does. Being real doesn't say, listen to me. Power does. Being real says, it ain't about. It's about Jesus. Do you know Him? Have you met my Savior who saved a sinner like me? He loves you. Look to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. It's all about who? Jesus. I think we got it today. Did we get it, Raj? Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord for the Word this morning. I know it was strong. You know.